So in the studio with me, I have very special guest, Trish Stratus. And if you are a WWE fan, you probably know. I never watched wrestling at all, so
well,
I don't know.
That's because I retired and then maybe you just thought, well, there's no point now.
Exactly. But you are a 7-time WWE Women's Champion, and right now you are also doing a yoga thing.
Yeah, yoga's kind of my thing now.
Yeah?
Yeah, I found yoga after, well, taking 7 years of, you know, falling around the ring and getting thrown on my back a lot, kind of added up. Eventually, I had a herniated disc in my back and found yoga, and it was like I believed in it. It cured me, made me go back and finish up my career. And so when I retired in 2006, I opened up a yoga studio, and now I have a product line and everything. So, yeah, so yoga is pretty amazing, I must say.
It seems like quite the difference between wrestling and then to yoga.
It's funny, yin and the yang. You know what it is? When I found yoga, it was actually the yoga in my life, the calmness of my life, the disconnect that allowed me to kind of keep the pace of the WWE. So it kind of, you know, it's exactly what it was. It was because I was able to calm down, it let me kind of be that active and that have that high energy that the WWE required. And then when I retired, it just sort of stuck with me.
And so we can actually find Stratosphere. It's an actual yoga studio just near the Vaughan Mills Mall, which is not far from here.
Right, so I expect to see you. So maybe you didn't get into wrestling, but I'm going to get you into yoga.
Okay.
Have you tried yoga?
I've tried yoga, but only with DVD, so I have no idea if I'm doing the poses right. I have a feeling that even Downward Dog I'm not doing properly.
Good. So. And it's funny because I was like that too. I was just doing DVDs for years. And then until you go, there's like something about a yoga studio experience that when you go there, you have that hands-on attention that the teachers give you. And they really, it just takes your practice a whole different direction. Mm-hmm. And, you know, like you said, things that you maybe thought you were doing, it's just a little tweak. They just sort of align you a certain way. And next thing you know, you've got it down. And then you can go back home and do the DVDs. But there is definitely an experience about being in a yoga studio. And so we, you know, that's why I opened that studio, was like I have 3 different studios within the one complex, and it allows me to offer all different styles, all different levels, because, you know, everybody needs a different style of yoga and a different type. So it's kind of cool.
So you're going to be in town June 2nd for MetCon Blue at Blue Mountain. Tell me about that.
Well, this is, we're calling it the most insane mountain adventure race on the planet. So not too scary.
No, not at all.
You know what? It's 5 kilometers over Blue Mountain. There's 13 obstacles. And like my entire career, just in general in life, I love a challenge. And so this caught my eye because I thought it's super cool. I love, you know, I could tell the way, if you check out the MetCon Blue website, there's just this quirky energy that everyone's given off there. And it's something that we do at Stratosphere. And so we came together and decided to partner up. And we're just getting people to be active, have some fun, get, you know, just, it's like going to be a really adventurous weekend. You know, we have all different bands coming out. We're going to have yoga out there. And, of course, the race. It's going to be really awesome.
5 kilometers through Blue Mountain.
Yep.
So what kind of obstacles are people going to have to go through on this 5K race?
Well, there's going to be a lot of water, fire, monkey
fire.
Bars, mud, but in a good way.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't be scared by that stuff. This is good stuff.
Okay.
And it's funny because people are like, you know, we've made it so no one's going to not be able to do it. Everyone will be able to tackle it. We'll be there to support each other. And that's why you do these things. You know, you could join as an individual. You could join as a team. But you just kind of do it. It's like it forms good camaraderie with your fellow teammates. And it's just a really fun weekend. So come out, have fun, be challenged, and become a Stratospherian.
Should we be going to our local park and practicing on monkey bars or something?
Yeah, for sure. Go practice on your monkey bars. Come to you know what we're doing? We're actually doing a MetCon training camp at Stratosphere.
Okay.
So starting May 5th, every Saturday, we're going to be doing kettlebell boot camp, and we're just going to be getting the body prepared to tackle this kind of mountain. We keep saying, we're going to prepare you to tackle the mountain, and even if you don't want to tackle the mountain, you'll still be able to tackle any mountain. Does that make sense?
That does.
Yeah, we're going to make you nice and strong and, like, conditioned. So that's the whole thing is, you know, it's fun when people have a goal. You kind of say to yourself, okay, it's a month away. I'm going to gear up towards it and kind of just get ready to tackle this.
That sounds fun.
Yeah.
And I've noticed that there are a couple different races that people can be part of. And I think one that is really cool is the Heroes Race.
Yes.
And that is in support of Soldier On Foundation. So do you know what the details are with that race?
It's 50% of the proceeds will be going towards them.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's a really – this is what's great about this group is, like, they have formed some really great partnerships. And if you go on the website, you can see that. I mean, that's what it's all about, is supporting others and just, you know, bringing people together to support great causes.
And some other soldiers will be actually part of that race.
Yeah, we're going to have busloads of soldiers coming up. And, you know, just, again, it's supporting. Everyone's coming up to support a great cause. And it's going to be fun. It's going to be a blast. It'll be stratifying, dare I say.
And so people can, okay, so I'm listening and I'm thinking, I kind of want to do this, but I don't know if I'm in shape for it.
Mm-hmm.
But you can kind of make your decision last minute. If you want, you can register on site. But if you register before, is it, what is it, May?
Before May 1st.
May 1st.
You'll get, if you're frugal like I am, register before May 1st, you get a little discount on the price. But yeah, you can literally, if you're, you know, kind of wishy-washy and thinking, let me get in shape first, you can register right up to the day of the event. But, you know, it's not one of those things where you have to be like training and being super, like it's accessible to everybody. And that's what we're saying is everyone come out there. It'll be a challenging day. It'll be fun, but you know, nothing that everyone couldn't do.
Sounds like, it does sound like a lot of fun. And now I'm seriously, I'm contemplating
it.
Now. I just saw that the work thing that I had was canceled. So
I might have had something to do with that.
Yeah, I think so. So June 2nd, it is MetCon Blue at Blue Mountain Resort. Trish, your name is such a tongue twister for
it is.
Me.
You have
Trish
to say it. Yeah.
Stratus.
You have to separate it.
Yes.
Yeah. Thank you. And more information at MetConBlue.com. And, you know, if you want to come and train with us at Stratus for Yoga Studio, come on down to the Von Mills Mall area and train with us, and we'll get you ready to tackle this mountain.
Sounds good. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.